The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen, look at Giannis.
Effort, tenacity, paint points, physicality.
Yes.
That's what you do, big fella.
Yes.
Snatch the hinges off of that thing.
Break the rim.
We going game seven. Let's get it.
Let's go. It is Friday. He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen Jacoby. What exactly
what
is it that we do?
We get it, people.
Yes. Yes. Jalen, we have another huge piece of breaking NBA news. The Celtics have traded Kemba Walker, and you will not believe who they traded him for. But we start with Game 6 last night in Milwaukee. It wasn't just Giannis. It was Chris Middleton with a huge game lifting the Bucks. What do you think of Middleton's contribution?
He's been dramatically improved playing at home versus on the road, so I wasn't surprised that he came out and had a big game. But I can't say that I knew that he would match his playoff career high. He was outstanding shot
making.
He was locked in, and he talked about when he's out there balling, he just think like he's playing at the park. You know what I mean? And effortlessly, that right there, that lean back, step back. Ugh. Like for players like us that don't have hops, that right there, dog, that looks vintage out there. And the thing is, he never got sped up. And for people like me.
Oh, look at those numbers, Jay.
I told you.
Look at those numbers.
It's just, I can tell you how he play night and day, home on the road, right? And here's something I just want to put out on the table, you know, just for conversation's sake.
Okay.
I was a person, and rightfully so, that wanted to see Giannis go out there and accept the challenge on KD when he was going crazy. Are we all going to say that about KD? But Middleton's going crazy?
Oh!
I'm just saying. Because this is what I do for a living. See, this is what I do.
Oh, so the story was Giannis didn't cover KD, and now the story is KD didn't cover Chris Middleton.
But it's not the story. I'm just saying, like, we got to be fair. If that's what we're going to do, I put it out on the table about Giannis needing to guard KD. So it just needs to be said into the atmosphere for fairness.
Something else that was said into the atmosphere was Giannis is taking too many jump shots. Giannis is settling too much. Guess what happened last night? Not that.
Correct.
Not that.
Correct.
Not that.
Jacoby, you will appreciate this.
Oh, okay.
Giannis, it's Saturday. The park is filled. The wind is blowing. Basket or foul.
No jumpers.
When I show up at a gym. I show up at a park and I see double rims. No jumpers.
No jumpers.
I am not shooting a jumper, right? That's how he has to play. With the level of force. And then when they get stops or steals and he gets in broken floor situations,
yep.
You can get into him in 4-on-3s, in 3-on-2s, rim run situations where he can get duck-ins. That's where I want to see him be dominant.
You were not alone in challenging Giannis to cover Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what Giannis did last night? Covered Kevin Durant. It was obvious out there for everyone to see. However, I think he does deserve a salute for taking the challenge, covering KD. And KD was very different in Game 6 than he was in Game 5.
Well, KD had a historic game the time before. And that's what I was trying to say to you. I was like, if he can duplicate that, then yes, they'll close it out. If he can't duplicate that, I said I was taking the Bucks plus 10.
It's hard to duplicate 49 and 17
Correct.
And 10.
It's never been done. It's never been done. He was the first person to do it. And so it was the fourth quarter to me as it related to them doing a great job of doing a team effort of slowing down KD. And how about this? PJ Tucker had a plus minus plus 30.
Wow.
PJ Tucker. We're going to talk about these headliners, and rightfully so. We're going to talk about Giannis. We're going to talk about KD. We're going to get to Harden. Of course, they're playing without Kyrie. But PJ Tucker has been a revelation for this team. And so the way Middleton has been playing played offensively, That's what Tucker brought to the core of the team defensively. And lastly, Drew Holiday got over 20. They needed those buckets.
If I'm the Bucks, I'm concerned. Can I tell you why I'm concerned
about
the
Bucks?
James Harden looked a lot better in Game 6 than he did in Game 5.
He did.
And he's trending in a healthy direction.
He is.
And in Game 7 at home, after a couple days rest more, something tells me we're going to have a James Harden impact on the game like he didn't in Game 5 and Game 6.
Well, he's going to have an impact as long as Giannis guarding him. I purposely pulled up these plays because it seems like he didn't go at nobody except Giannis.
This was Giannis.
He's like, anybody else on him? I could have been on him. He just walking and standing. As soon as Giannis get on, he going his back.
People forget they went back and forth. Do you remember that? They went back and forth. Yes. James Harden has a little thing for Giannis. And when he sees Giannis in front of him, he's like, oh. I guess now's going to be my effort possession.
Hey, you know, now's going to be my effort possession. Right now, exactly. If I get hurt, if I get hurt breaking him down, then so be it. Fine. But I ain't going to get hurt breaking down somebody else.
Well, we will be breaking down Game 7, but we have some other big news to get to, and that is Kemba Walker is no longer with the Boston Celtics. He has been traded for
Al Horford.
Al Horford, who is returning to the Celtics after literally not playing for the Thunder. Jalen, what does this move tell you about the Celtics strategy moving forward?
Well, before we talk about the Celtics strategy, I'm going to acknowledge the Oklahoma City Thunder strategy, who have been the best feeder system the NBA has had to offer for the past handful of years. However, they have 36 draft picks over these next 7 or 8 drafts, 18 in the first and 18 in the second. They have a chance to truly rebuild their roster. And you and I both love Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Love him.
This is just really about a future move for them. For Celtics, it was getting off of Kemba's salary.
Yeah.
And it was getting him off the ball. That's really all this move was about. Al Horford, when the Celtics were at their best like a handful of years ago when Isaiah Thomas was their leading scorer, Al Horford led the team in assists. And also, he's going to bring you some quality leadership in the locker room. So I like this move for the Boston Celtics.
This, to me, isn't about what happens on the basketball court. This is about what happens on the spreadsheet. This is about contracts and movement and then getting off of Horford's deal eventually quicker than you can get off Kemba's. But I don't see this. I don't see this being great for the Celtics. Like, I don't think Al Horford's all of a sudden going to show up and be the Al Horford that you mentioned 4 years ago.
The whole goal was to get off of Kemba. Remember, they had Isaiah Thomas. They had Kyrie Irving. When Kyrie does not decide to stay, they went in scramble mode. They sure did. And so instead of it being a big three in Boston, it's a big three with the Nets.
Jalen, the Thunder have 3 first-round picks this year. Mm-hmm. They're basically going to be like a college team. Mm-hmm. They're going to be a college team next year. And as you mentioned, over the course of the next 3 years, they're truly tearing everything down to rebuild it. And around 2025, 2026, they're going to be in the conversation. There is a conversation to be had about what is happening in Dallas. There was the Athletic article a few days ago, and then Donnie Nelson yesterday. And today the news is what, Mr. Rose?
You know how much I love Rick Carlisle. He was the associate head coach with the Indiana Pacers while I was there. He was a guy to help me learn how to watch film, show me how to come off screens, and really work with my game.
You have never fixed your lips and said anything critical about Rick Carlisle.
Nah, dog.
Ever.
Nah, dog. Because I remember those times, 2-3 in the morning, we on the road drinking red wine. I'm in his room learning the game. So that's my guy. He's a basketball genius. And he walks into an office and he says, hey, Mark Cuban, you know I had your ear for almost the last 15 years, 13 seasons, right?
Yep.
But I know Luka got your ear now. That's just how this game works. And so to me, when you see the Mavs making moves, it has to be because Luka's in one ear telling Mark Cuban, these are the things that will make me re-sign. If you're Mark Cuban, the only thing you're making moves on your chessboard to do right now is to get Luka to re-sign.
Yep.
And if you're Rick Carlisle, you know what you can do? There's 7 vacancies.
7 open jobs right now.
And let's talk about a couple of those jobs. I mentioned his ties to the Indiana Pacers. Do they have a coach?
No.
Okay, so I wouldn't be surprised if he's not tied to that job. Secondly, where did he play primarily and win a championship with Larry Bird?
The Celtics.
Correct.
Do they have a head coach?
They don't have a head coach.
Interesting.
And I'm pretty sure they're going to want an experienced coach because when you have Tatum and Brown and you're playing under the lights of Red Auerbach and the banners of Bill Russell, it's going to be championship or bust mentality. And so I would not be surprised if 3-2-1, we start looking down at the ticker and Woj is tweeting that he's affiliated with not only both of those jobs, but if I'm the Celtics, I go ahead and get it done.
Jalen, not only do we have a big trade, not only do we have a new interesting head coaching vacancy, but we have some news about Zion Williamson. Apparently, he has some family members that are unhappy with the Pelicans, jeopardizing his future with the team that drafted him number one. What do you think about this?
I don't think this is fair to Zion and his family members.
Oh!
Because we're not talking about Luka's family members being unhappy. We're talking about him being unhappy. And who does Zion's parents take cues from? The person in uniform. That check is in his name. Okay? And the difference in their situations is this. Luka led his team to the playoffs. Zion played with another all-star in Brandon Ingram. They ain't make the playoffs. Ja Morant played almost the entire year without Jaren Jackson Jr. They made the playoffs in the West. So, of course, Zion is unhappy with them not making the playoffs.
They didn't even make the play-in.
Correct.
Like, they didn't make the play-in. And of and you know what? Zion should be unhappy.
Correct.
Look at their roster.
Correct.
I'd be unhappy, too.
Steven Adams? Eric Bledsoe?
Like, look at their roster and then look at their performance. Like, I would be unhappy as well. And look, and the, for me, it's defense. Mm-hmm. This team in the bubble, they just had, it was just a turnstile to the basket. It was like, go ahead. And they, that was the problem in the bubble. Did they improve on that next season?
So I got an unpopular opinion.
What's that?
And I saw this with Embiid and Simmons. I'm just going to put this out there. I wish Zion and Ingram were more compatible offensively and defensively. Let me tell you why. The last 5 minutes of the game, Zion's either going to be your biggest or your second biggest guy out there. You know what he isn't? A defender in the paint at the rim.
Ooh.
And you know what Brandon Ingram isn't? Physical. He's a thin player. He's just a thin guy. And so now when these fours and fives in the West come barreling in town and all of these guards with all these dribble drive handoff and give and go actions, that's why they get scored on. And so it's going to be interesting for me to see when it's time to close the game and they're really trying to take it to a building around Zion, who's going to be the other guy out there with them up front? Because now Ingram is going to basically be your three, right?
You know I love Steven Adams, but it ain't him.
No, not going to be able
Steven
to do
Adams,
it.
I love Steven Adams, but it ain't him.
They need a guy. They need like a Jaren Jackson Jr. type player. Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I'll give you another one. Like a, well, they probably don't want to pay him now, but like a John Collins type player. So when you watch John Collins play, right, most people don't realize what he does is unique. Because when I watch it, I was like, it's something unique about what I'm seeing with this dude. He's one of like three players in the last 25 years of the NBA. The last 25 years of the NBA to make 60 threes and have 60 dunks.
Interesting.
Sean Marion and Anthony Davis, the other two.
Interesting.
Okay, so to me, that's what they're going to have to figure. What else happens up front? And then finally, what happens with Lonzo Ball?
He's gone.
He's a $20 million player now. Once he improved his jump shot.
He's gone.
Exactly.
He's gone.
So now you're not only looking for something on the interior, you're looking for somebody to run a PG.
You know whose name we didn't say very much on this show? Eric Bledsoe.
No.
Didn't say his name too often.
No.
Said Drew Holiday's name a lot.
No.
Didn't say his name very much. Two names we will say coming up. Two stars with their backs against the wall. Joel Embiid facing elimination. Donovan Mitchell facing elimination. We'll get you ready for those games right after this. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Two huge games tonight on ESPN, starting with Game 6, 7:30, between the Sixers and the Hawks. And then in the nightcap at 10 p.m., it is the Jazz.
We got the Jazz.
The Clippers.
We got the Jazz.
All of that is preceded by a countdown at 7 p.m., where you can see Jalen in a suit. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, coming to you live from the Seaport District of New York City and brought to you by Chase. Jalen, we start with the Jazz facing elimination against the Clippers. Mm-hmm. What do you... Oh, we got, when Jalen puts his fingers to the head, That means Rostradamus is here.
Yes.
Rostradamus, what's happening?
And this is a big night for the Utah Jazz and the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yep.
Both of these teams just so happen to be the number one seeds in their conference.
That's a great point.
And for the Utah Jazz, if you lose back-to-back games to the Clippers, knowing Kawhi Leonard's not going to play in either one of those games, that's a buzzkill.
They had the best record in the NBA.
And they broke the record for average threes made in a basketball game. They got the Defensive Player of the Year in Rudy Gobert.
Yep.
The Sixth Man of the Year in Jordan Clarkson.
Yep.
And a superstar in Spider Mitchell.
Whoa, you don't use that word very often.
I know.
Are we really putting superstar on Spider Mitchell now?
I got you, dog. Like Uncle Paramore said, when I tell you the chicken lay eggs, get the skillet hot. I'm telling you, dog. He just banged up. He banged up. You see him out there limping?
He's hobbled.
Yeah, yeah. He out there. What's the word? Gimpy. You know what I'm saying? Right? And they're missing Mike Conley. This is the second postseason in a row he's had to carry this load because Mike Conley isn't available.
It seems also like every game we're wondering if Mike Conley's going to be available, and every game he isn't. This is a huge night for the Utah Jazz. We need to see Game 7 in this one. You can't have the number one seed, had the best player of the team that you're facing go down. It's not like James Harden, maybe he'll play, maybe he won't. Kawhi's correct. Like, I'm done. I'm
correct.
Gone.
Correct. Correct.
And you have to win this game.
You soul searching if you lose to a Clippers team and you know Kawhi Leonard ain't going to play. And they're going back to L.A., but here's their problem. Morris has been balling.
Yes, he has.
Reggie Jackson.
Yes, he has.
Has been balling.
Yes.
And you know what? Role players play better at home. So if they're able to mirror anything they did in the previous game, it's going to be lights out for the Jazz.
I know that you've paid attention to Reggie Jackson's career because he at one point wore the red and blue of the Pistons. This is Reggie Jackson saying, this is who I've been the whole entire time. I just didn't get the opportunity.
I got to tell you,
he's been saying that ever since he was in Oklahoma City. He's like, this is who I am.
You see my Detroit Pistons computer. So is Reggie Jackson. So is Luke Kennard. How about both Morris twins? Also, yeah. Detroit Pistons. You know who drafted Chris Middleton in the second round?
Detroit Pistons.
Yes, sir.
They're all playing really well, not in a Pistons uniform. We have another Game 6 and another, as you would say, superstar facing elimination. This time it is Joel Embiid. We have been critical of him for being fatigued in the fourth quarter of playoff games for years now. Will he get over that hump tonight?
I believe that the Sixers are in trouble.
Ooh.
Woo! I actually went back and like had to restudy this series and like decompress and remove myself from everything I know, everything I've seen. I've gone to a game. I've closely watched this series. And it's one thing that really bothers me with Philly, and this is why I think they're going to lose and lose tonight. Joel Embiid is struggling in the pick and roll defensively.
Yep.
And Trae Young and Bogdanovich and Gallo started making shots. Now, all of a sudden, the Hawks are confident. Where are they playing at?
Home.
In Atlanta.
You were there. You know the energy that that building can bring to the floor.
John Collins already dunking on somebody. Clint Capella already getting an and one. Like, they're a different team at home. And the Atlanta Hawks, who outplayed expectations, the only team in the playoffs that's using their second coach on the season, are in pole position to get this done. And when Ben Simmons can't make free throws or shots outside of the paint, and Joel Embiid is fatigued in the second half, how can I pick that team to win on the road?
You know what I don't like? I don't like it when the second in line for MVP is being hunted on offense. Like, they're like, oh, Joel Embiid? Like, oh, come here. Bring Embiid into the action. This is the MVP. Come on, man. Move your feet. And he gets tired. Jalen, Devin Booker has reached out to Mr. Suns in 4. And he's going to be at the game in the Western Conference Finals. Who will they be playing? And will it be Suns in 4 again? We'll break that down right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. I know that the players on the Suns have seen the fan incident in the arena with the famous Suns and Four guy. Now, Devin Booker's kind of reached out on social media. When you guys see the clip, what's the conversation amongst the Suns?
See the clip? We saw it live. See the clip? I mean, we was breaking out of a timeout late in the fourth quarter of game three, and I felt like somebody said, what the heck is going on? Everybody looked up behind us, and it was a big brawl going on, and we were watching it. We were just watching it live. It was like, and then some of the guys tried to get some of the other guys just to lock in and finish the game, but we were up big, and we felt like we had the game, so we were watching the fight. But it was after we saw the film and saw what was going on, we saw the Suns fans say it was Suns in four. We thought it was crazy. We thought it was pretty cool, and we just all laughed about it. But we saw it live, though. We didn't see the video. We saw it live.
You always get exclusive content when you listen to the Jalen and Jacoby podcast. Thank you for watching on TV, but make sure you listen every single day to the Jalen and Jacoby podcast. Jalen, not only did the Suns and Four guy go viral, Devin Booker reached out. He's getting tickets to the Western Conference Finals. You know what? That's not enough. Put him on the team. Make him an assistant coach. Something.
I just like the fact that the Suns are being embraced for having an amazing season. They've made it to the conference finals. And anytime you can beat the defending champions, yeah, the Lakers were without Anthony Davis. They still got LeBron James. Yeah, the Nuggets were without Jamal Murray. They still got the Joker. Shout out to the Suns. I can't wait to get out there. It's 118. I'm already take off this stuff. I'm getting hot.